I'm Marco Werman with The World. In this country, leaving the Union isn't something you can do just like that. The Civil War made that pretty clear. Not so if a country wants to leave the European Union. There's no way Brussels can compel a country to remain in the 26-nation club. No country has ever done it. But as you've probably heard, the UK is holding a referendum next week to decide if they should stay or if they should go. They're calling it the Brexit vote, British exit, Brexit. Journalist and writer Alistair Gee is planning to vote. He lives in California, but he's not letting that stop him. And living in California, Alistair, why can't you file an absentee ballot or postal ballot?
Well, actually, I could file a postal ballot, but because of an administrative mix-up, I wasn't able to register in time. So the way I'm voting now is through a proxy. And I've asked my younger brother, Ollie, to be my proxy. So the way it works is my ballot will be mailed to him in London, and he will fill out both my form and vote for me, and he'll also vote for himself. So he has actually two votes to cast.
Wow. So how is he going to cast a vote for you? Stay or go?
He will be casting my vote, definitely stay. And actually, when I asked him to be my proxy, he said, only if you vote, remain.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the pressure was on, but you felt the same way as he. So why is this important to you, especially as a Brit who's been living abroad for several years now?
Well, it's fair to say that on a day-to-day level, I don't really have much contact with the political and economic realities of the EU. But I think I relate to the EU more on the level of ideas and ideals. I'm very much opposed to the idea of an inward-looking and closed and somehow diminished country. And I'm very much in favor of a country that is outward-looking and expansive and open. Plus, I'm also cognizant of European history and of the origins of the EU and knitting together after World War II. And I'm wary of efforts to untie that compact.
So you mentioned your brother. He would only cast your ballot if you voted to stay in the EU. What about the rest of your family? Any major divisions?
Well, I wouldn't say major division, but in the way that at Thanksgiving here in the States, families often have these somewhat contentious political discussions where family members disagree. I had a milder version of that when I was last in the UK. I was there to celebrate Passover with my family. My siblings and I, we were sat in the kitchen, and my mum happened to mention that she was for leave. And I could have expected that, but my younger brother, he is he's a great debater. He's very understanding. And so he just put forward the arguments for Remain. My mum was concerned about, as you say, how much we put into the EU and about the security of Britain's borders. And Ollie pointed out that Britain gains from migration and that we get a lot out of being in the Union. And I like to think that she was somewhat convinced by the end of that.
I hear a lot of people are on the fence and the polls are very close. You are a green card holder. Do you plan to live in the UK again?
Well, never say never, but at the moment, I'm living in America and I see myself here.
So do you feel like the UK is kind of drifting away from you? And if so, why even vote?
I think you can take the man out of Britain, but you can't take Britain out of the man. I was born there. And so although I love America, I live here and I see myself here in the future, I still retain a strong sense of British identity.
You know, I just have to say before I leave you, it's pretty cool that you can actually enable someone to vote for you in this referendum while you're abroad. I mean, I wish we had the system in the U.S. Are you sure you can trust your brother, though, for casting the right ballot?
I am very confident in my brother. There'll be trouble if not.
British journalist Alistair Gee speaking with us from San Francisco. He's a regular contributor to The New Yorker. Alistair, thank you.
Thank you, Marco. It was fantastic.
By the way, it's not just Brits who qualify to vote in the Brexit referendum. So do citizens of over 50 Commonwealth nations as long as they actually reside in the UK, and about a million do. We're talking citizens of former British colonies like Australia, India, or Zimbabwe, or Canada. Gary Miele is a Canadian citizen living in Britain. He runs several businesses. One of them is a cleaning business in rural Somerset. And he plans to vote for Britain to leave the European Union.
Well, basically being able to run my companies the way I should be able to. I don't like being dictated how I can trade from somebody that's sitting in an office in Brussels who's never met me in my life before and just says, well, that's the new rules. That's the way you can trade. If you want to trade anywhere in the European Union, you must follow this rule. You must follow that rule, which, quite frankly, is wrong.
I'm a little surprised to hear your position because you're a Canadian citizen who's moved halfway around the world and a member of an international body, the Commonwealth. Don't you relate naturally to this sort of internationalist project?
There was a vote in the UK which was to join the common market. The common market has now evolved into something which is a controlling power over what happens. You must accept X amount of people from this country to live in your country. Oh, by the way, you have to provide the housings for them. And if they don't find a job straight away, you got to pay them their benefits. Now, when you look around, yes, I'm a Canadian living in the UK. I have lived and worked here since 1985, paid my taxes, do my bit for the country, but I am not really want to be told by somebody who, as I've said, I've never met, how I have to control my business practices.
Mm. Has the EU afforded you any benefits that you'll miss if there's a Brexit?
Absolutely nothing for myself personally.
Really? Nothing at all?
Even in where I live, which is a very rural area, there's all kinds of things that happen in rural areas of the UK, which are controlled by Brussels. I've seen farmers go out of business simply because they have been told that is how much you are going to get for a pint of milk that you produce.
You may know this, but a lot of the people who've been campaigning for a Brexit have talked about the possibility of Britain developing stronger trading relationships with the Commonwealth countries, such as Canada, if the UK were to leave. Can you see that happening?
Yes, of course. Definitely. Why not? The Commonwealth, if it becomes the Commonwealth again as we knew it before it was sort of broken down and partially controlled by somebody else, yeah, I don't see why not. If you look at the whole EU situation, you've got BMW, Volkswagen. You don't think they're going to want to sell their cars in the UK? Of course they are. The trade will still be there. The only thing is, we won't have the restrictions as we see them right now.
Wouldn't you be told by Commonwealth bureaucrats how to run your business?
No.
I don't think so. No?
No. For a matter of fact, the Commonwealth bureaucrats, if anything, they will probably all gang up together and say, okay, here is our joint trade agreement. Now, if you want to trade with us, you start abiding by our rules. Don't forget the UK is the fifth largest power in the world.
What would you do if Britain votes to stay in the EU? Will you be tempted to leave the UK?
That is a hard question. No, I think I would stay here, even though I've got family in both Montreal and Vancouver. At this point in time, for me to actually get out, selling the property that I own here, closing my businesses, would not be an instant option, but I wouldn't rule it out in the future.
Gary Miele is a Canadian citizen living in the UK. He's planning to vote in the June 23rd referendum for the UK to leave the EU. Thanks very much, Gary, for your time.
Thank you.